This is Radio Nepal. I'm Arjun Sapkota with the news. The headlines first. Task Force of Ruling Alliance drafts government's common minimum programs and work procedure. Health Ministry to launch week-long anti-COVID-19 vaccination program from 9th to 16th of August. Health Ministry projects 194,000 additional corona infection cases in Nepal from mid-July to mid-December. And WHO calls for booster pools until at least 10% of population vaccinated in poorer nations. Now the news in detail. A task force of the ruling party alliance has prepared a draft of the common minimum program and the work procedure of the government. Task Force Member Secretary Keshav Rajjoshi said the Task Force meeting held at Balwatar today prepared the draft of the Common Minimum Programme and the work procedure. He said the programme, which include the priorities, policies and programme of the government, would be handed to the top leaders of the parties soon. Member Secretary Joshi further shared that report would be made public after the discussion among top leaders. The government is said to get the full shape after the finalization of the Common Minimum Program. The Central Committee meeting of CPN UML Madhav Nepal faction has begun in Kathmandu from today. Leader Japat Bahadur Rawal said the meeting held at Buddhanagar was attended by more than 70 Central Committee members. Nepali Congress leaders have urged holding the party general convention even by amending the calendar. A meeting of the Congress leaders held at personal residence of leader Prakash Man Singh today emphasized on holding the party general convention even by amending the calendar, as the party's legality would be questioned by 8th of September. The government is launching anti-COVID-19 vaccination week from the 9th to 16th of August. Speaking in today's meeting of the Education and Health Committee of the Parliament, State Minister for Health and Population Umesh Swester informed that the ministry is preparing to make the vaccination week successful. The State Minister also said 800,000 doses of the anti-COVID-19 vaccines to be received from Japan and 300,000 doses of the vaccine to be received from Bhutan would be administered to people during the 9th to 16th of August. He added that the vaccines would arrive from Japan and Bhutan on Saturday. The AstraZeneca vaccines to be received from Japan would be administered to people who had already received the first dose of Covishield vaccine. State Minister Swester further informed that a procurement process of bringing in 6 million doses of Pfizer vaccine had been forwarded to inoculate children. He said the government was holding talks with public health experts to tackle the possible third wave of COVID-19. Meantime, the health ministry has projected that COVID-19 infection rate would gradually decrease in Nepal from mid-August. The ministry has also estimated that Nepal could record 194,000 additional COVID-19 cases from mid-July to mid-December. States' directive principles, policies and obligations implementation, monitoring and evolution committee of the federal parliament has drawn the government's attention towards effective management and distribution of anti-COVID-19 vaccines. The meeting of the committee held at Singhadhara called the government's attention to mobilizing required human resources and easing the process of registration of vaccines recipients. The committee has also directed to discuss the matter of Jaya Singh Dhami missing in the Mahakali River by summoning the Home Minister and concerned stakeholders. Development and Technology Committee under the House of Representatives has directed the government to complete the remaining works of the post-earthquake reconstruction on time. The committee's meeting held today instructed the Office of the Prime Minister and Council of Ministers to provide the resources required for completing the remaining works. Committee President Kalyani Kumari Khadka lauded the role of the National Reconstruction Authority for its works despite the impact of COVID-19. Chief Executive Officer of the National Reconstruction Authority, Sushil Gyawalu, shared that the authority would complete private houses' reconstruction works in the extended time frame. The probe committee led by Joint Secretary of the Home Minister Janardhan Gautam to carry out investigation into Darchula incident has headed towards Gasku Malghat for on-site study. Jai Singh Damia, Bias rural municipality in Darchula, has gone missing in the Mahakali River since 30th of July. Indian Border Security Force SSP personnel allegedly caught improvised cable bridge while Dhami was on it. Similarly, the committee would also inquire about the complaint lodged by the locals at the Indian Police Post and SSB. The probe committee has been asked to submit its report within 10 days. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now it's time for Short Ride.
ल्यान्डलाइन फोनमा समस्या छ
1498 मा फोन गर्नुस्
समस्या पोस्टपेनमा नि आयो
1498 मै फोन गर्नुस्
ओहो समझे प्रिपेडको पुक नम्बर पनि चाहिया थियो
त्यसको लागि पनि 1498 मै फोन गर्नुस्
नेपाल टेलिकमको GSM CDMA मोबाइल तथा ल्यान्डलाइनमा कुनै पनि समस्या आएमा जे जे सोध्न मन छ 1498 मा फोन गरेर सोध्नुहोस् यो नम्बरमा फोन गर्दा पैसा लाग्दैन
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार
Welcome back. Now the remaining news. The Ministry of Health and Population has recorded 3,938 new cases of COVID-19 today. As per the ministry's update, 2,012 people recovered from the infection in the last 24 hours. Likewise, 37 people died of the COVID-19 today, taking the total corona-related death toll to 9,994 in the country. Lumbini Province Chief Amik Sirchan has summoned a special session of the Provincial Assembly for the 11th of August. The Provincial Assembly Secretariat has published a notice regarding the special session of the Province Assembly today. A five-day training session on public procurement designed for Radio Nepal's employees has concluded today. Concluding the training session, Radio Nepal's Executive Director Buddhi Bahadur KC urged the trainees to apply the knowledge and skills gained from the training to make Radio Nepal's procurement system more transparent and frugal. Recalling the complaints lodged in the past due to lack of required knowledge of procurement system, Executive Director KC expressed his belief that those kinds of problems would not reoccur in the future. Similarly, member of Radio Nepal's Board of Directors Tika Bhandari, Directors Duo Khagendra Khatri and Pushkar Raj Gautam said the knowledge and skills gained from the training could help make the procurement process more advanced and effective. You are listening to Radio Nepal's English News. Now on to some international updates. The World Health Organization is calling for pause on COVID-19 vaccine boosters until at least the end of September to enable at least 10% of the population of every country in the world to be vaccinated. WHO Chief Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus said at a media briefing that G20 nations had an important leadership role to play as those countries were the biggest producers, the biggest consumers and the biggest donors of COVID-19 vaccines. The WHO's plea comes as the spread of the more contagious Delta variant prompts discussions about boosters in wealthier countries, including the United States, Britain and Germany. Now the general weather forecast for the country for tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be generally to mostly cloudy throughout the country. Light to moderate rain is likely to continue at some places of the country, with chances of heavy rainfall at one or two places of Province 1 and Bagmati Province. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin. But before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Task Force of Ruling Alliance drafts government's common minimum programs and work procedure. Health Ministry to launch week-long anti-COVID-19 vaccination program from 9th to 16th of August. Health Ministry projects 194,000 additional corona infection cases in Nepal from mid-July to mid-December. And WHO calls for booster pods until at least 10% of population vaccinated in poorer nations. Well, that's the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also log on to our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.nv for more news and online programs. Our next bulletin in English is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.